Move to the back if you've lost your life savings to the drug companies, shouts a woman walking by your correspondent. A spirited group follows her to the end of a long queue for a Senate hearing on insulin prices on May 10th. In the room, David Ricks of Eli Lilly, a large American drug firm, testifies that insulin, used to regulate blood sugar levels for diabetics, is cheap and even free in some instances. If you contact Lilly today, we will ship you a month's supply at no cost with one question. What's your address? He says. Those dressed in gear with slogans like insulin for all shake their heads in disbelief. Drug companies may be offering cheap insulin, but it is not reaching all patients. The high price of drugs is a long-running grievance for Americans, and insulin is a flashpoint, since more than 8 million of them depend on it to survive. A standard unit that costs on average $9 in other rich countries sets Americans back $99. A study in 2021 in the Annals of Internal Medicine, a journal, found that 1.3 million people skipped or reduced insulin doses due to cost. According to GoodRx, a company that helps customers find low drug prices, the average cash price of insulin rose by 54% between 2014 and 2019. The price then dropped by 11% between January 2020 and May 2023. Despite the recent dip, insulin prices remain high. For older patients, the cost is now coming down. The Inflation Reduction Act, one of President Biden's landmark laws, allows Medicare to negotiate with manufacturers for lower drug prices. It also requires companies to pay back Medicare if prices rise faster than inflation, and it capped insulin prices at $35 a month for Medicare. The new law seems to have nudged drug companies into offering lower prices for everyone. On March 1st, Eli Lilly announced an automatic $35 a month cap on all insulins for those with private insurance at select pharmacies, and a similar program for the uninsured. The firm also promised to sell one of its non-branded insulins for $25 a vial from May 1st. Sanofi, a French drug company, followed suit with a similar deal for one of its insulins starting next year. Novo Nordisk, a Danish firm, likewise announced lower prices for 2024.